You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
So suggested that to throw Yosef HaTzadik in a pit. So whatever that the reason was. So now the question, obviously, that you have. What question you have?
How come?
Beautiful, beautiful. So the question is, when they took Yosef out, what kind of impression it made on Yosef's brother? How did they feel? They said, when they took him out, how did they feel about the whole decision?
They were supposed to wake up because they saw that he came healthy from the pit with the snake and the...
Beautiful. Chazak Baruch. Chazak Baruch. So now, I'm sorry?
They disappointed?
Well, you should kind of make some change on you, no?
Yes.
So if you throw somebody... you know, in the territory of scorpions. Have you seen the scorpions?
Yes. Yes.
You have? Really?
Yes.
Yeah? Yeah. You said...
No, not the zoo. In small, in the houses they had.
No, I'm talking about real big one.
Yes, real big one. I went to the army somewhere that near the border of Iraq, and the scorpion, they were like that big.
That's it? But they have huge one. The real one. So now Yosef is out. So now we see the brothers, they go on with the plan and nothing, really, there's no change. So now we have a halakha that if your Chanukiah is over 10 meter, 20 amma, so that Chanukiah is not kosher. So why is that kosher? You don't see, you don't realize, and it doesn't attract attention. So now, this is the connection between Chanukah and Parshat Vayishev. When they threw Yosef in the pit and they took him out, nothing at all. It didn't make any change in them. And the same concept about Chanukiah, that if it's too high, so it's not going to make a change on you. So what does that mean? What does it mean? What does that mean? So now, last night you lighted Chanukiah?
Yes.
So what did you see?
The light.
How many you saw?
Two. One.
One or two?
One plus.
MashaAllah. But how many we supposed to light?
One.
No. The whole Chanukah.
The whole Chanukah.
Yes.
Eight.
So we're seven missing. So what did you see? The seven missing or the one that is light?
The one that is light.
Beautiful. Chazak Baruch. Very nice. That's unbelievable training.
That's it.
That, you know, actually there are seven coming and it has to be eight. But here, we, Baruch Hashem, you had the privilege to only see one. Why? Because you see the one that is light. The rest is going to come. You don't look at what is missing. See, there are some type of characters that only spot whatever that is missing. He told me this, he told me that, he got angry at me, he is not nice to me, why is he talking to me like this? But you don't see any positive things. So here, Yosef's brother, the true human being, in a bed, scorpion, Nahash, he's out! So you have to hug him, say, why, we made a mistake, Mechila, forgive us. Nothing. How could it be such a thing?
Because the level of hatred that they had was beyond.
Because your Giava is to the top. So now, say, I'm hurt. You hurt me. What is that supposed to mean? But you have to see one light. That is light. The rest that's missing, you're not supposed to see. And that's what that we always make a mistake. And we don't appreciate and you're not thankful for whatever that Hashem has given us. We don't show the gratitude. We're not happy for whatever that Hashem has given us. And that's what exactly you have to work on. That no matter what, you have to see the one that is light and ignore whatever that is not light. And we have to appreciate, show gratitude, and be thankful, and be happy and sameach for whatever that Hashem has given us. Hashem is a keno, to only see the light.
Listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.